This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States says it is gravely concerned by reports of human rights violations that Myanmar security forces have allegedly perpetrated in Chin State, including setting fire to and destroying over 100 residences and Christian churches. In a statement Sunday, the U.S. State Department said, "We condemn such brutal actions by the Burmese regime against people, their homes, and places of worship," which lays bare the regime's complete disregard for the lives and welfare of the people of Burma. Burma is, of course, another name for Myanmar. The statement called for an end to the violence. Myanmar has been in turmoil since February 1st, when a coup led by military chief Min Aung Hlaing ended a decade of tentative democracy. The return of military rule has prompted outrage at home and abroad. Mexico finally returned to mass commemorations of the Day of the Dead November 1st this year, after traditional visits to graveyards were prohibited last year because of the coronavirus pandemic. There was a special altar in downtown Mexico City dedicated to those who died of COVID-19. Relatives are being allowed into a fenced-off plaza for a quiet, solemn remembrance in a country where coronavirus deaths touched almost all extended families. Mexico has over 288,000 coronavirus deaths confirmed by testing, but probable coronavirus mortalities, as listed on death certificates, suggest a toll closer to 440,000. North Macedonia's prime minister has announced his resignation following the heavy defeat in local elections of his governing Social Democratic Union. Official results are not yet in, but Zoran Zaev conceded defeat late on Sunday. From Washington, this is VOA News. Brazilian authorities said Sunday that three firefighters had died in a cave as first responders raced to rescue six others still trapped underground after the cave roof collapsed while they were training inside. The accident occurred as a group of 26 firefighters were on a training exercise in a cave near the city of Altonopolis, the Sao Paulo Fire Department said on Twitter. It said the roof of the cave collapsed, trapping part of the group. The department tweeted Sunday afternoon that three firefighters died without giving names. Local press have reported the dead are two women and one man. Police and emergency health teams have joined firefighters in a desperate effort to free those still trapped, but the work has been hampered by heavy rains. A volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma that has been erupting for 6 weeks has spewed more ash from its main mouth a day after producing its strongest earthquake to date. The Spanish Geographic Institute said the ash column towering above the volcano reached an altitude of 4.5 kilometers on Sunday before heavier wind scattered it. Nearby towns and a telescope base that sits on a mountain at 7,800 feet above sea level were covered in a thick layer of ash. The molten rock has destroyed more than 2,000 buildings and forced the evacuation of more than 7,000 people. Experts say predicting when the eruption will end is difficult because lava, ash, and gases emerging to the surface are a reflection of complex geological activity happening deep down in the earth and far from the reach of currently available technology. The Gulf diplomatic crisis with Lebanon deepened on Sunday, with Saudi Arabia saying dealing with Beirut is pointless due to Iran-backed Hezbollah's dominance, and the United Arab Emirates pressed its citizens to leave the country. The developments, sparked by remarks by the Lebanese information minister on the Yemen war, have dealt a fresh blow to crisis-hit Lebanon, where a fragile government is struggling to secure international aid, including from wealthy Arab countries. Saudi Arabia has expelled Lebanon's envoy and recalled its ambassador from Beirut, with Bahrain and Kuwait quickly following suit. The United Arab Emirates has recalled its diplomats from Lebanon in solidarity with the kingdom. On Sunday, it urged its citizens to leave the country as soon as possible. Thousands of supporters filled the streets outside Georgia's National Parliament building to protest municipal election results that gave the country's ruling party a near sweep. Candidates of the Georgian Dream Party won 19 of the 20 municipal elections and runoff votes on Saturday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.